Leading the news this morning, and federal Labor MP Bill Shorten has spoken for the first time since he acted to oust Kevin Rudd as Prime Minister. Mr Shorten says he recognised the need for a change in the weeks leading up to the challenge, but insists he only approached Julia Gillard the day before the spill. The federal opposition says the Prime Minister has rewarded incompetence by keeping the Environment Minister, Peter Garrett, in her cabinet. This year, Mr Garrett was stripped of responsibility for energy efficiency programs because of the troubled home insulation scheme. The program was scrapped after it was linked to the deaths of several insulation installers and house fires. And a Queensland company has been charged in relation to the death of a 16-year-old insulation worker. Arrow Property Maintenance has been charged with breaching the Electrical Safety Act by failing to run its business safely. A 53-year-old man will appear in Newcastle local court today charged with murdering two brothers outside their home on Sunday night. Luke and Sam Willis were shot dead in the inner city suburb of Mayfield. Police believe the incident may have been started by a neighbourhood dispute. And News Limited says it's outraged by Fiji's new media law, which gives the company 3 months to sell or close its newspaper, the Fiji Times. Fiji's interim military government yesterday demanded media organisations must be 90% locally owned within 3 months or face closure.